Our epistle for this Sunday is taken from the first epistle of St. John the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Beloved, do not be surprised if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. In this we have come to know his love, that he has laid down his life for us, and we likewise ought to lay down our life for the brethren. He who has the goods of this world and sees his brother in need and closes his heart to him, how does the love of God abide in him? My dear children, let us not love in word neither with the tongue, but in deed and in truth. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 16 through 24. At that time, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees this parable. A certain man gave a great supper, and he invited many. And he sent his servant at supper time to tell those invited to come, for everything is now ready. And they all with one accord began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, I have bought a farm, I must go out and see it. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to try them. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant returned and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house was angry and said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame. And the servant said, Sir, thy order has been carried out, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and make them come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you that none of those who were invited shall taste of my supper. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
A certain man gave a great supper, and he invited many. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, I think it is important for us to be very honest about the signs of the time in which we live. It seems like every day a new craziness, a new disorder comes about. This shouldn't surprise us as we understand what has happened to the church. If we think that an order will be found in the world when people have messed with the order that should be in the church, that's nonsense. God is the author of order. Seems like we find out people promoting what's up is down, what's down is up, what's right is wrong, what's wrong is right. And it's nonsense. It makes no sense. Now, we're not here to consider this to scratch the itch of our irritation. We're here to understand the times in which we live. The best way to take care of a problem is prevent it, to be a means of prevention if we can be. We have been placed in this time by the good Lord and His providence. We are not called to give in to worry and discouragement, but we are called to do something. We're not called just to have faith. We're called to live our faith. We're not called to say prayers. We are called to pray prayers. We are not called just to have the title of Catholic, but to be Catholic. We are meant to be instruments. An instrument must be willing to have the person who wields the instrument to use them. But we must be willing to have ourselves to be handled, to be used. Today we have talked about, or we read about in St. Luke's Gospel, about Mass. This is what this parable is about. There's no uncertainty about it. As the commentators of the Gospels, the great doctors and fathers of the church have pointed out, He invited many, and many made excuses. Many still make excuses. Many do not make good use of the opportunity that they have when they do go to Mass. On days when there is an obligation, it's more about the obligation rather than the opportunity. The opportunity here has everything to do with the divine. We're not here just to witness. We are here to be a part of this mystery. The great feast that was prepared for you and was prepared for me. That feast is today offered to us to partake. When we partake of that feast and we consume the precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, now we can be effectual instruments of infinite opportunity. Too many people receive our Lord on their tongues, but they don't let Him make use of them. How is it that we're supposed to do this? Well, we receive our Lord, we open our hearts, and the mysteries of the faith are supposed to take place. It's not just some story that we hear. No, Christ is supposed to rise in our hearts. And after He's with us for a short amount of time, He leaves His grace within us, the Spirit of God. And we're meant to go do something with it. By the very fact that we have the Spirit of God within us, we are to dispel darkness. Well, St. Paul says we must stir up the Spirit within us. We have to share Him with others. We do this by our charity, not with words, not with our tongue, but in deed and in truth. In a few moments, we are going to continue with Mass. And with the priest, we will pray the Credo. The Credo, two words, I believe. What is it that we really believe? Do we really believe these things that we say we believe? That God became man, died for our sins. He will be our judge, and He made us for heaven. It is now time, in this time in which we live, to consider our faith and to strengthen our faith. Not in front of other people, but to ourselves, in the eyes of God. One thing that Christ complained about while He was on earth so many times was the lack of faith. Even His own apostles, after He rose from the dead, and if you read in the Gospel, He comes to the apostles and upbraids them for their lack of faith. If there's ever a time when we need faith, it's now. What is faith? It's not a feeling. It's not even knowledge. Faith is an act of the will, of believing all that Christ has revealed and His church teaches and reveals because He said so. Believing that He's in the Blessed Sacrament because He said so. Believing that He comes to me and He's my Savior and my Redeemer. And I'm able to be fortified and empowered by Him because He said so. Taking Him back out into the world and letting my light shine before men so that they might see my good works and rejoice in my Father in heaven because He said so. In today's epistle we read, St. John said, do not be surprised that the world hates you. I think it was last Sunday's epistle, or it was the epistle before. It was Pentecost Sunday, where Christ talks about the prince of this world has already been judged, and I have nothing to do with him. So many people want to live in this world and be of this world, and they forget they're not meant to be of this world. They're meant to be in this world to pass this test called life so that they can be forever in their true home, which is heaven. Let us wake up to the world that we live in. It is crazy, and this is the hour. It's his hour. If Christ said it in his time 2,000 years ago, it's even more so now. His time is running out. Archbishop Sheen said, it's not enough to have faith. If you have faith, you better make sure you do whatever you need to be in grace. And for those that don't have faith, you better make sure that you do whatever you need to do to find it and get it and want it. Oh, these are great times. They could cause great worry and concern. But you know what? These are the times that can produce the great saints of all time. You and me. If we allow him to work in us and through us. If we allow him to make us instruments of his peace. Instruments of his grace. Instruments of his goodness. All we need to do is be willing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.